One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Bob Cranmer about the demon of Brownsville Road. So when they started having conversations with you saying, yep, okay, we can help you, obviously you chose the option of, I want to stay in this house, let's deal with this. How did they get involved? Did they show up at the house? Was there exorcisms? Walk me through what some of those exercises were over that first year.
Well, you know, it was kind of like in The Matrix, where Morpheus gives Neo the option of taking the red pill or the blue pill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took the pill where I went down the rabbit hole. Initially, I think one of the first things that we did, which again was somewhat odd, the priest I was dealing with wouldn't come to the house. He sent priests to the house, so we had two Catholic priests and two Protestant ministers, an Episcopal minister or priest, and a Presbyterian minister, and he gave me a detailed. Gave them a detailed process that we were to go through in blessing the house and the prayers that would be said and how the inside of the house would be blessed and the outside of the house would be blessed, and that there would be declarations made as to claiming the house for good and so on. I thought, well, this is a pretty big deal. This should take care of it. Well, that, again, was just kind of like the opening salvo of a war, an artillery barrage that just basically made a statement that we were going to fight this thing and that it was going to be a long process. So that was that then began almost a weekly visit by basically two Catholic priests who would come to the house and they would say Mass or say the Rosary, recite some prayers. Many occasions would go through and bless the house, which was a long, drawn-out affair just because of its sheer size. Generally would always end up making the paranormal activity more intense. It wouldn't help. It would like, aggravate the situation. And that's how we continued for months. It was it was quite the experience.
While the priests were there performing the ceremonies, performing the mass, performing the rosary and such, did any activity ever spark up during those occasions?
On occasion, yes. Generally, it would be the next day when things would really start to happen. You know, you would have furniture being moved and pictures being turned sideways on the wall and things, you know, moving on their own, and various other, I mean, this thing just, it was like living with the invisible man. You weren't sure what was going to happen. On occasion, it would make itself known, its presence known. Say, if we were saying the rosary or saying mass. I know one time it was very bold and made its presence known in the room during the mass, that it was present, which to me was a great surprise, because the Catholic mass and the consecration of the Eucharist is a very powerful weapon, and for an evil entity to be present while that is taking place just demonstrated how powerful this thing was.
Obviously, as you're seeing these ministers, these priests, every single week coming in and out of your home and performing these ceremonies, I'm sure, you know, a rapport, a relationship develops there. Did you ever get any information out of them about what they knew about the home already prior to you calling them?
Good question. Now, I would also add that, you know, as they came every 7, probably 10 days, and that was always a pre-planned event, I had a daily ritual that I went through after a period of time. I had morning prayers, I had evening prayers, I had things, you know, I would say the rosary in certain rooms of the house before I went to bed. I had blessed candles, I had incense, I had holy water. And actually, for some months, this entity would challenge me to like a nightly test of wills, where it would be in a particular bedroom, and I would attempt to make it leave that bedroom through various prayers and Catholic weapons like holy water and so on. So I was engaged with this thing on a daily basis. As far as understanding what was going on, it was a very kind of mysterious set of circumstances where the priest on the phone, the representative of the diocese, who I mainly talked to on the phone, almost a daily basis, he always had this insight, this direction that would come to him, it seemed, after I would tell him, okay, this happened today, this was done, and then he would call back and give me instructions, or even tell me what was going to take place and when it would take place. He would say things like, for the next 5 days, things are going to be quiet in the house, and then activity is really going to pick up. And he was always right. I thought he was some type of intuitive, mystic priest that had this special ability to give this direction. Come to find out that, and I didn't find this out really until after the situation was over and I was writing my book and interviewing this priest again as to, you know, what took place and when it took place. And I mean, I came to know him very well over the phone. And he revealed to me the existence of a woman who is not she's a lay person, she's not a nun or anything, who was the one giving him direction during this whole process, which was a great surprise to me, because I never knew of her existence. Her name was Connie Valente, and she's called a Catholic intuitive, with the ability to see into the spiritual world and to give advice and to see things that happened in the past or things that would happen. And I came to know her very well after the fact, but during the actual battle, so to speak, or the time of what was taking place in the house, I didn't know of her existence. So that added a very interesting component to all this as more and more information came to me as to what caused the situation, what had taken place in the house in decades past, why it had this evil history, people who had died in the house, nefarious activity that had taken place in the house, a curse that had been placed on the house by one of the workers who built it. It was just an amazing, amazing experience.
And obviously, there's a lot in that ball of stuff about the history of the home. Can you give us a little insight into, you know, the finer points of the background of the house that you found out?
And why this took? Yeah, I mean, the big question that I had, and I think we all had, was what caused a powerful demon of this type. And again, for your listeners, there's a difference between a ghost and a demon. The ghost is, you know, generally is the soul of a person who once lived, and for whatever reason, you know, generally some type of a traumatic incident involving their death or their life causes them to be attached as a ghost to some particular place or surrounding. A demon is a supernatural being that is a fallen angel. You know, the Bible talks of a struggle that took place in heaven long before even the earth or the creation took place of mankind, and that a third of the angels were cast out of heaven, and their leader is Lucifer, the number one angel, second only to God. And these demons are organized kind of in a military organization with leaders and more powerful ones down to the minions and poltergeist type entities. So why was this demon associated with our house? We would come to find that back in the late 1700s, Pittsburgh, which was kind of central to the frontier of our new country at the time, Fort Pitt, which Pittsburgh takes its name from, was at the forks of the Allegheny and Monongahela, where the Ohio River starts. And there was a big a war, which the Native Americans started with the new United States after the Revolution, when the ownership of the Western lands at that time being Ohio and Indiana, were challenged by the Indians, and the United States thought, this is our territory, and they said, no, this is our country. So there was a war. And it was a very vicious, terrible war. The United States had to raise a brand new army to confront them. And it turns out that a mother and her three daughters were slaughtered by a marauding Indian, raiding party in what is now the front yard of my house. And they were buried by the grieving father who came home to find them, husband and father. So we have four individuals buried in our front yard, and we think that whatever spirit that these Indians called upon to give them courage and tenacity to fight and was associated with this massacre, some way attached itself to the land and came eventually to inhabit the house that was built there, and that was the... that was the genesis of it all. The grave is there, the bodies are there, I've confirmed it, and it's an interesting story.
To have a grave site like that in your front yard, was there ever a thought of, well, if we move this, will this make this better, or would disturbing it make it worse? Did you ever have any thoughts of that?
I never, you know, there's always talk of, you know, digging it up.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I confirmed it, or how I confirmed it was there, I hired somewhat of a, you know, sophisticated, a company that does, has these ground penetrating radar, generally used in the construction industry to find things buried underground.
Sure.
And see what it is, you know, where a pipe is, where a wire is, or whatever they're looking for underground. And these people are trained enough to understand how, you know, the instrument says how deep it is and how large it is. And generally they can tell what it is. So they scanned. Connie told us where the grave was. I researched it. I actually found a letter written by the commander of Fort Pitt in March of 1792 to the Secretary of War then at the time, which talked about this incident that had taken place. The Indians generally didn't kill women and children. They would take them as hostages. So I scanned the yard, and the gentleman, or I should say, he scanned it, showed me what they were looking at, what he was looking at, and pointed out to me the four bodies that could be seen. They were about 4 to 6 feet underground. It was clear the dimensions of the grave, how large the hole was that was dug. It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. Did I have an inclination to, you know, get a shovel and start digging it up? No way, because I thought in disturbing it, it would make it worse.
Sure.
Connie said that the grieving mother's soul still inhabited the front yard. And in fact, when I was doing a book talk after the book was published, and I did it, you know, all over, and I was doing one at a local library, and a woman came up to me and said that one morning she lived in the local area. She was walking by the house early one Saturday morning, and she said that she saw a woman standing in the front yard dressed in like a pioneer outfit, and she thought it was odd and was walking up to ask her, like, what's your story? And she said, the closer I got to her, I could tell I could see through her, and then she disappeared in front of my eyes. So, anyway, just interesting anecdotes associated with the story.
With the history of the house, that being one of the stories of things that happened prior to you being there, was there any other things that stood out to you as going, well, that might be able to contribute to the energy of this house?
Well, a couple other things took place. As I said, it was told to us that an immigrant worker, recent immigrant from Europe, put some type of a curse on the house because of the owners were quite wealthy who were building the house, and I would suppose, I was told, didn't treat these workers with due respect and upset one of them very much and caused them to put a curse on the house. How he did this, I detailed in the story, but I found a piece of wood in a walled-off section of the basement that had not been accessed since the house was built. And written on that piece of wood were some words that were in a foreign language, and it just all kind of contributed to the story. Then also we discovered that during the 1920s and 30s that the owners of the house, who were pressed for money, rented out one of the bedrooms to a local pediatrician who used it as an illegal abortion clinic, I guess the way to put it. He would perform illegal abortions in the house. Nefarious, you know, it was obviously against the law at the time, so it had to be done very discreetly. But apparently this took place for a good while. there was at least one woman who died either in the house or because of the botched abortion in the house. So you have all that kind of added together. It's a recipe for issues.
When you were in the home and your family was in the home when this was all going on in that year prior to that year after you began communicating with the church, was there ever any physical harm that was brought onto you or your family from these things?
Well, I would say that other than the almost, I would say, death of my son from
sure.
NCD, the physical attacks began after the Catholic rituals began. It became crazy then. It became a real battle. We would upset this thing and it would strike back at us. Most often the physical scratches and different things were directed at me, but my wife was bitten, my son was bitten. When I say bitten, I mean there were teeth marks that were apparent on the skin, scratches on me, my back, my chest, my neck. Was a regular occurrence. You know, you'd be pushed down, knocked to the ground, knocked to the floor, pushed down the steps, where you'd fall down the steps. Your feet would be swept out from underneath you. Things like that. Pretty routine.
As that's going on and it's becoming such a routine thing, how are you convincing your family to come home at night and not just go to the Days Inn down the road?
Yeah, or how am I convincing myself to come home?
You too, yes.
Because a lot of it was directed at me.
Yeah.
As I said, I had this nightly battle. We had to evacuate two of the bedrooms, move all the furniture out of it, matter of fact. And, you know, I can't help these days. I'm not really interested in it, but I can't help but watch, you know, the plus of just all these paranormal shows and all these stories. I can tell you there is nothing ever, no story. I would say not even the Amityville Horror, if that was true or not. Nothing that could compare to what my family and I endured for 2 years, where these extraordinary events became routine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, blood dripping down the walls, literally, blood covering the walls of the house inside. These terrible smells and stenches that would fill the rooms and, just in your face type activity.
Yeah.
That was designed to terrify us and to try to drive us out. It wasn't really until we made light of it. When I would talk to it, I talked to it like it was a person. One time it put a streak of blood down one of my white shirts that I had taken off when I came home from work and was hanging on a clothes tree. And I came back and to see this blood on it. And I basically said, why did you do that? You know,
mm-hmm.
It's bad enough you put it on the walls. Why would you put it on my shirt? You know, I was angry. But it became somewhat routine, and I just became even more determined that eventually we would prevail. And it would be cast out. I really questioned that and my sanity as it continued to battle us back. And it seemed convinced that it was not going to leave either. But eventually, with the help of the church, and they brought a famous exorcist in from New York City, Father James Labar, it was a long process, and finally the power of God prevailed.
Was it one fell swoop at a final exorcism, or was it a process where it finally just kind of weaned its way down? How did it end?
Well, you know, I always thought that when it ended, it would be some very dramatic thing. Mm-hmm. And after the official exorcism of the house, it was still in the house. But I believe at that point in time, it was confined for whatever reason to the basement of the house. And thus, we planned a cleansing ceremony, which included a mass and prayers in the basement. And the priest came. There was a Christian missionary from New Guinea who had a lot of experience dealing with evil spirits and so on, who was present as well. And when the and it was quite a dramatic ending. The spirit made itself known where it was. It was a confrontation that took place in a room that had traditionally been used to store coal for the furnace. And myself and Father Mike, the primary priest on the ground, so to speak, confronted the thing. And I believe that it finally just withered away. And it was like a fire that finally just burned itself out. And it left. And that was the end. And, you know, I was left with a kind of a post-traumatic stress condition that continued probably for a year or two, where I was very gun-shy and always was looking for evidence of this thing still being present or having returned to the house. But it always ended up being, you know, my imagination or me overreacting to something that had a, you know, physical explanation.
Are you still in the house?
I live in the house by myself now, matter of fact. This story and the events that took place even after, you know, something like this, and for those that read my book, there's a very deep spiritual message to my book about the existence of evil. Evil is for real. God is for real. My book is a spiritual book. It's not just a, you know, a scary story about a haunted house. There's a very deep message to it, and I equate it to like outing the mob, you know, and just from the reactions of things that have taken place and the difficulty in me writing the book and getting it published and even difficulties with interviews after the fact and things that have happened to my family. We lost a son who died tragically not even a, you know, months after the book was published. It's taken a toll on my family, on me. But nonetheless, the house is clean. I live in it. I'm actually turning it into a bed and breakfast, just for practical purposes. A big house like that would be kind of hard for me to sell it with its notoriety, so I'm going to put it to good use.
Do you have any concerns that any of this could spark back up, or do you do anything in the house to I guess, you know, keep it in a positive light these days?
Well, I do a periodic cleansing of the house. I honestly can say that there have been times since, and it's been how long, 12 years now since it ended. There have been times since that some things have happened. Whether they're just paranormal, I think we may still have a ghost. I think the woman who died in the house still may be there. But actual evil, it was hard for me to say, but there's a process that I go through of cleansing, that if I have some things, some activity, you know, that happens over a couple weeks time frame, I can do a cleansing, and that basically stops it. The last one I did was last year on Good Friday. I did a cleansing of the house. So I wouldn't have any problems in having people come. I mean, my grandkids come and stay, and there's it's nothing like it was years ago. It's fine.
That concludes our interview. Thank you to Bob Cranmer for his time today sharing his accounts of living with the demon of Brownsville Road. His book, titled the same thing, The Demon of Brownsville Road, can be found wherever books are sold. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's Durafighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's Durafighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. SI.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.